Mishnah Yud Beis. Rabbi Lazar ben Shamua Oimer. Yehi kvoi tamida chaviv alech kishalach. The honor of your student should be dear to you like your own honor. Ukvot chavercha, and the honor of your friend, kemora rabach, should be like the honor, the fear of your Rebbe. Umora rabach, the fear of your Rebbe, kemora shamayim, should be like the fear of Hashem. So, we find that the Avos Reb Nosson a source for each one of these things that Reb Lazar ben Shamua said. Yehi kvot hamida chaviv alecha kishalach. This we find by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe said to Yeshua, when they were fighting against Amalek, Bechar lonu anashim, choose for us people. So what do you mean for us? Choose for me. He should have said, Bechar li, get people for me to fight against Amalek. He says, Bechar lonu, for us. So even though Moshe was Yeshua's Rebbe, but he treated Yeshua like himself. So from there we see Yehi kvod tamidach chaviv alecha kishalach. The next one, kvod chaverach, the honor of your friend, kemora rabach, like the fear of your Rebbe. So this also, the Avos Reb Nosson says, we find this by Aaron. Aaron said to Moshe, be Adoni, please my master. Even though Moshe was his brother, Moshe was younger than Aaron, but still he addressed him, be Adoni. He treated him like a Rebbe. And the Gemara tells us in Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, Tamidei Chachamim Shebebavel, Oimdim Zeb Bifnei Zeb. The Tamidei Chachamim Bavel, each one, would, when the other one would come in, they would stand up in front of the other one, like you would do to a Rebbe. V'kairin says that if one was nifter, the other one would tear kriya, which you do also only for a Rebbe. And Rashi explains, because since they sat together in the Beis HaMedrash, and they asked and answered questions one to another, so they each one learned from the other. Each one was a Rebbe to the other. And that's why they would stand up in front of each other when somebody walked in, and they would tear kriya if the person was nifter, like you would to a Rebbe. That's the honor of your friend, is like the fear of Hashem. Umore rabach kemore shemayim. Where do we learn that from? We learn that from Yeshua. We have when there were two people, Eldad and Medad. There were 70 Zakenim who were chosen, and two of them remained in the Machane, and there was like a rebellion against Moshe. That's what Yeshua thought. So he said to Moshe, Adoni Moshe, Kloem, destroy them. So destroy them from the world. Why? Because since they rebelled against you, it's as if they rebelled against Hashem, and they're chayiv to be destroyed. So we see again that Yeshua treated Moshe with the same fear that someone would treat Hashem. Now the Tosfos Yontif says that you can't say that each one is equal to the other, because then it'll come out that everybody's equal to everybody else. In other words, if you're going to say, one girsa in the Mishnah here is, Yehi kvod tamida chaviv alecha kechavercha. Not like we have it. We have it, the honor of your friend should be like, your Talmud should be like your honor. And this girsa is, the honor of your Talmud should be like your friend, the honor of your friend. So then, the Tosfos Yontif said, look what happens. The honor of your Talmud is like your friend. The honor of your friend is like your Rebbe. And the fear of your Rebbe is like the fear of Hashem. So then it comes out, if you follow it all the way through, what does it come out? Your Talmud is like your Chavr is like your Rebbe, and your Rebbe is like Hashem. So it means your Talmud is like Hashem. Everyone is equal to each other. So that can't be. So he learns that it's just trying to say Chaviv. The dearness of the way you give honor to your Talmud should be the same way that you give to your Chavr. The dearness, the Chavivus, of your friend should be like fearing your Rebbe. And the dearness that you have in fearing your Rebbe should be like Hashem, but not that each one is equal to the other. The Medrash Shmuel says that what the Mishnah is trying to say here is, every person that you meet in order to make sure that you give them the proper respect, always treat them one step higher. Your Talmud, treat him as if he'd be your Chaver. Your Chaver, treat him as if he'd be your Rebbe. Your Rebbe, treat him as if he'd be Hashem. If you always look at a person and whatever you think of him, you say, let me look at him one step higher, it'll come out that you'll never go against your that person. I'm just going to conclude with two things. Number one, who said this Mishnah? Rabbi Lezer ben Shemua. He again was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. And after Rabbi Akiva was killed by the Romans, and the 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva were killed out, the Gemara says the world was almost destroyed. It had no Torah. Until Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava came along and he gave smicha to five Talmidim. And from those five Talmidim, the Torah continued. If not for the fact that and the Romans said anyone who gives smicha, because that made sure that the person would be a Rebbe and he would continue, anyone who gets smicha would be killed. And the town that was done would be killed. And what the Gemara tells us, that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava went into a place and it was between towns. It was between that no one else, no one else should be affected if he was caught. And it says he was caught and they threw spears at him. He was killed. He was moishe nefesh, but he was able to give smicha to these five students. And one of them was Rabbi Lezer ben Shemua. Unfortunately, Rabbi Lezer ben Shemua himself was later killed for the sin of teaching Torah. So that's about Rabbi Lezer ben Shemua, who he was. I'm just going to conclude with a tremendous thought that I heard from Rav Gifter, and he said it over from Rav Ezra Altshuler, who was a big gadol. Rav Ezra Altshuler, Rav Gifter said he was once learning with him, and they came to a Gemara, and Rav Gifter, he said, oh, I have to look up that Gemara. So Rav Gifter was going to run to get a Gemara to look it up. So Rav Ezra Altshuler said, no, you don't need to do that. And in the air, with his finger, he went through the pages, and he said, oh, here's the Gemara right here, and then he quoted it, and then he resolved the issue that they had. He was such a great gadol that he knew the whole Shas Baal Peh. So we learned over here that the fear that you have for your Rebbe should be like the fear of Hashem. So similar to this, we have a famous Gemara, which says that Es Hashem Alekecha Tira L'Rabois Tamidei Chachamim. We know whenever the Torah says S, it includes, for example, Kabed S Avicha V'Esimecha, you should honor your father, your mother. Who's the S adding? The S is adding Achicha Gadol. Not only you have to honor your father and your mother, you have to give respect to your older brother as well. Where do you learn that from? Because it says S. It doesn't say Kabed Avicha V'Imecha. It says Kabed S Avicha. So from that, we learn out even your older brother. So the Gemara says a story here. There was a Tana. His name was Shimon Hamsuni. Every S in the Torah, he learned something from every S, until he came to one S that he couldn't know. What are you adding? What's that? S Hashem Alekecha Tira. You should fear Hashem. What's the S? Who are you adding to the S? Pirush. He separated and he said, I'm wrong. All the essim that I learned in the whole Torah, and I always added, I'm wrong. Why? Because here I see there's an S, and this S you can't add. Who could you add to Hashem? Amru loy Talmidav, his student said to him, Rebbe, kol essim shedarashta matehei alein. What's going to be? Maybe you wrote Svarim, with every S in the Torah, you could write 10 volumes explaining every S. What's going to be with all those essim that you learned before? Amar lahem, kishem shekibalti schara ladrisha, kach ani mekabel schara laprisha. Just like I got reward when I explained every S, now I'm going to get reward for separating. Is it true? Is it MS? It's not MS. It's not true. You can't add to Hashem. So just like S by Hashem doesn't add anything, all the other S don't add. I must be wrong. Ad shebor Rabbi Akiva v'dorash. Es Hashem lekacha tira l'rabbeis tamir chacham. Until Rabbi Kiva came along and said, no, I have an S also that you could add for Hashem. That's a Talmud Chacham. So the question is, why, if this would happen to us, we had a whole thesis that every S you have a drasha. We had one problem. So the question is, why couldn't Shimon HaMsuni think just like Rabbi Kiva? Why didn't it dawn on him that it's adding a Talmud Chacham also? If Rabbi Kiva could add the Talmud Chacham, why couldn't Shimon HaMsuni add it? So Rabbi Ezra Altshuler said, it was only Rabbi Kiva was able to add. Why? Because Rabbi Kiva saw in front of him Shimon HaMsuni. If Shimon HaMsuni could be so running after truth that he's willing to give up his whole life's work of S L'Rabbois, that S always adds. But now I have a question, and I because of this question, I'm ready to give up my whole life. I've been busy darshaning every S in the Torah. If a person who could seek truth to such an extent, that is the person that we can add, that he has to be feared, like we learned today in the Mishnah, Moira Rabbach Kemoira Shemayim. You have to fear your Rebbe just like you fear Hashem. So that's a Talmud Chacham, S L'Rabbi Yisrael Nechama, only because Rabbi Kiva saw in front of him the example of Shimon HaMsuni. That's the Talmud Chacham that you can add to fearing S Hashem L'Kecha Tira.
Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Gimel. In the last Mishnah we learned from Rabbi Lazar ben Shamua, and we mentioned that he was one of the five Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva. After the 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva were Nifter, there was five Talmidim left, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava gave those five Talmidim smicha, and he endangered his own life, because the Romans said, if someone will give smicha, that means that he's giving to his student, his Talmud, to be called a Rebbe, that he'll be killed. And in fact, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was caught and he was killed. But through his heroic act, Smicha survived in Klal Yisrael, and the Torah was able to continue through the five Talmidim that he gave Smicha to. So one of the five Talmidim was Rabbi Lazar ben Shamua. That was in Mishnah Yud Beis. And now in Mishnah Yud Gimel, we come to Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Yehuda bar Rabbi Loi, and Rabbi Yehuda bar Rabbi Loi was also one of those five Talmidim. And in this same Mishnah Yud Gimel, we're going to come to Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon was the famous Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, and he was also one of these five Talmidim. Now Rabbi Yehuda bar Rabbi Loi, a very interesting thing. There's a lot of interesting things. We'll just mention two of them. One is that wherever you have in the Gemara, Maisa b'chassid echad, there's a story with a certain chassid, pious person. Very often you find that in the Gemara, but it doesn't say who the chassid is. Who is that pious person? So it's either, we know his name is Rabbi Yehuda, it's either the Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, we just mentioned that he's the one who gave smicha to the five Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva, or it's the Mechaber of this Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Yehuda bar Rabbi Eloi. That's the chassid that we're talking about. He was a very pious person, and he was very, very poor, and all his students were poor. And there's a famous Gemara where the Gemara says that in the Doiroi Shal Rabbi Yehuda bar Rabbi Eloi, there were six Talmidim that covered themselves up with one talus. They were so poor that they had to have one garment to cover all six of them. So there's a famous thought from Rabbi Chaim Shmulevich Tzal. Rabbi Chaim Shmulevich says, how is it physically possible, an average talus, how is it possible to cover six people? Rabbi Chaim Shmulevich answers that if every one of the six people pulls the talus to cover themselves, then you're right. One talus cannot cover six people. But if every one of the six Talmidim pushes the talus to cover the other person, then you'll manage that one talus will cover six students. And that the generation of Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, they learned in poverty, but they were willing, even in the poverty, to share with each other. and therefore they were able to have six talmidim covered with one beged. Says Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, Hevi Zoyer B'Talmud, a rabbi who's learning Torah, he should be very careful in his learning. Why? Sheshigigas Talmud Oyla Zodin. That if he makes a mistake in his learning, we know usually the Torah says if you do something b'shogeg, you do something by accident, it's easier. So by learning, however, when a person is asked a shaila and he gives a psak, if he makes a mistake in his psak that he gives, that's considered that because of his laziness that he didn't learn the Gemara properly, or he didn't review enough, so his negligence is considered zadon. It's considered as if he did it b'mezid. So the Bar Tanura brings down kol chet sheyechta adam al yidei shkaga b'limudei, any sin that a person sins because of a mistake in his learning, nechshev like he lasa b'zadon. It's considered as if he did it on purpose. Ki il mole rashla nusoi, because were it not for his laziness, loy hayabola chaltos, he wouldn't have come to mistake. And the Rav says, the Bar Tanura, imtite bohoy ra, if you make a mistake in a psak halacha, mitoich shaloi dikdakto betamudecha, because you weren't careful in your learning, vitovoy lahatir esa asr, and you will come to permit that which is really forbidden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'alo l'cha ki'ilu asisa mezid. Hashem will count it as if you did it b'mezid. The Meiri writes that the Tana is telling a person that his learning should be very clear, which only comes about through slowly, carefully learning the material and reviewing it. And if he does it often enough, he'll know it fluently. Because if not, someone will come and ask him a shaila, and he'll paskin not correctly. And then he's machshul asarabim. Ve'ein loy litzadik b'tayne shkaga. He can't justify himself to Hashem. Well, it was an accident. That's what the Mishnah is saying. Sheshigigas Talmud oyle zodin. If you made a mistake because you didn't learn it properly, that's considered zodon, on purpose. And therefore, the flip side is, what happens if someone comes to ask you a shaila, you don't know the answer clearly? So say, I don't know. As we find in the Gemara, it says, La'olam yargul adam es piv loimer eini yodei. A person should always accustom himself to say, I don't know. A lot of times that person is embarrassed to say, I don't know. The person who's asking him thinks he knows the answer, and now he's going to say, no, I don't know the answer. It's embarrassing. But you have two choices, either to admit you don't know or to make a psak which might be the wrong psak, and then you're over what it says on this Mishnah, that by making, not only you did something wrong, you're making somebody else do something wrong, because that person is going to rely on your answer. And that's considered amazed. So if you don't know the correct answer, say, I don't know, I have to research it. When I have the answer clearly, I will come back and tell you the answer. Rab Shimon Oimer, here is the Rab Shimon Bar Yochai. Now Rab Shimon Bar Yochai was the Mechaber of the Zohar. Rab Shimon Bar Yochai was caught, went into hiding from the Romans, because there was once a discussion between the rabbis, and the discussion was all the bridges and things that the Romans built. And one rabbi said, look, we have to give them, they made tunnels for us and bridges and all kinds of structures, and we benefit from it. And the attitude of Rav Shimon Yochai was, they're only doing it for themselves. They collect taxes. They're not doing it for our benefit. He spoke against the government, and the government found out about it, and they threatened to kill Rav Shimon Yochai, and he and his son, Rav Lazar, went into hiding. And they learned Torah for 12 years, and they only subsisted on water and charuvim, caribs. And they were like in sandy caves for 12 years. And they came to a tremendous level of Kedusha. And after 12 years, the Romans became friendlier with the Bnei Yisrael. Their lives were no longer in danger. They came out of the caves, and when they came out, they saw, the Gemara tells us, some farmers who were farming, and they had come to such a high level that they said, Manichin chaye oilam, v'oiskim b'chaye shoah. How could these farmers be busy with mundane things, farming? There's a whole Torah you have to learn. So it says they looked at these people, and the people were killed from the look of they were angry, and they killed these people. So Hashem Abasko came out of heaven and said, "You came out of your cave to burn my world, to destroy my world. Go back into the cave." They went back in for another year. They came out, and this time they were able to live with the fact that there are people, the world needs people to farm and to do things in, that keep up the existence of the world. So my Rashiva of Ruderman Zitzal said, when they came out after that extra year, it's not that they went down in their level, they went up in their level. They were able to say, I'm on the Madrega where I'm able to, Rav Shimon Yochai, we spoke about it in another shir, that Rav Shimon Ben Yochai said a person should learn all day. That was the Madrega of Rav Shimon Ben Yochai. When they came out after that additional year, they came to the understanding that although we are on that level, but the other people are not, and the world needs those other people to sustain it and do work in agriculture. This was the great Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Rav Shimon Oimer, Rav Shimon says, and again, he was one of those five students that Rav Yehuda ben Bava gave smicha to, risking his own life and eventually dying as he when he gave them smicha. So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said, Shloishak Sorim Heim. There are three crowns. What are the three crowns? Keser Torah, the crown of the Torah, the Keser Kohuna, the crown of being a priest, the Keser Malchus, and the crown of being a king. The Keser Shem Toiv Oilal Gabeim, and the Keser of a good name is even above all these other three, Torah, Kunah, Malchus. So there's an immediate question over here. You just said that there are three crowns, and now you go ahead and tell me that there are four crowns, because there's Torah, Kunah, Malchus, and then you tell me there's also Keser Shem Toiv. So is there three crowns or is there four crowns? So, as we're going to explain the Mishnah, this question will become answered. Let us first see, where does it say in the Torah that you have these three crowns? So, Keser Torah, it says, Vadarta Pnei Zokin. You should give respect to an elderly person. And the Chazal say, Zokin, Ein Zokin Elamisha Kana Chachma. An older person means someone who it could be a younger person, but if he has mastered the knowledge of the Torah, he's considered a Zokin, that you have to give him respect. V'keser kuna, as it says in the Torah, V'kidashtoi. Kadosh Yelach, the Kohen is supposed to be holy. For example, when it comes to benching, you give honor to the Kohen that he should bench first. When you have Li at a Sefer Torah, the Kohen goes first as well. So you're giving honor to the Kohen. And then you have Keser Malchus. Where do we find you give honor to the king? Because the Pasuk says, Soim Tosim Alecha Melech. You should place a king over you. Chazal explained this to mean, Shetehei Emosai Alecha. His fear should be on you. In other words, you should treat the king with awe and respect. Now, for Keser Shem Tov, we don't find a pasuk in the Torah that there is a crown of Keser Shem Tov. However, someone who however, according to the way the Rav is learning, the Keser Torah and Keser Kunah and Keser Malchus are only important, they only have substance if they have as well a Keser Shem Tov. This answers our question. It says there are three crowns and then it tells a fourth crown. The answer is that in the Torah you only find three crowns. But part of these, each of these three crowns is the fourth crown. Because if the Talmud Chacham who learns Torah, or the Kohen, or the Melech, if they don't practice the Torah, if they have a bad name, then you're not obligated to give them kavod. If they do the opposite of what they learn, and or of what they do avod in the Beis Hamikdash as a Kohen, or they do the opposite of what a Jewish king is supposed to do. If they don't have a Kesser Shem Tov, then all these other three crowns are not worth anything. So that the Kesser Shem Tov is part of the other three crowns. That's how the Rav Bartanura explains it. The Rambam tells us that the three crowns were received by Klal Yisrael at Matan Torah. Kohuna, who got that? Aaron HaKohen. As the Pasuk says, V'hoysu loy l'zari achrov bris kohunas oilam, that Aaron and his descendants, his children, and all the ones who came from Aaron got the covenant of becoming Kohanim. Malchus, that was David HaMelech. We have psukim that show that Malchus comes from David. And the Rambam says, Keser Torah, who got that? Keser Torah, says the Rambam, nobody got it. Because everyone can get every... Keser Torah is open. Everyone can come along and get Keser Torah. Nobody should think, the Gemara tells us, that Keser Malchus and Keser Kuna are bigger than Keser Torah, just the opposite. Keser Torah, which is open to every Jew, even the lowest Jew, that is on a higher level than Keser Kuna and Keser Malchus. Now, the Rambam addresses the question, Keser Shem Tov, that comes from Torah. The first pshat we said is that Keser Shem Tov is what defines the other three. According to the Rambam, Keser Shem Tov comes, is a derivative of Keser Torah. In other words, if a person knows the Torah, and a person keeps the Torah, he fulfills the Torah, he fulfills what he knows, that's how he gets a good name. And Chazal tell us, the Gemara in Yumad of Pei Vav Amud Aleph, B'shoa she'odam oisik ba'Torah, V'diburoi nachasim abris. If a person learns Torah and his speech and his manner is pleasant with other people, umasoy umatnoi no ma abris aymer malav. What do people say about him? Reisem ploini shaisik b'Torah. Did you see that person who's learning Torah? Kamanoi masav. How beautiful are his ways? Kama mesukanim drachov. Ashrav, praise is he, v'ashrei chalkoi, praise is his lot. Ashrei aviv shegidloi, praised is his father who raised him. Ashrei raboi shelimdoi Torah, praised is his Rebbe who taught him Torah. And it comes out that this person is mekadesh Hashem. V'zehu, says the Meiri, is explaining this, Kiddush Hashem, v'toirosei al derech ha'emes. This is the proper way to be Mekadesh, the name of Hashem, and his Torah. So this is a person who's zoicha to Keser Torah, this, the Keser Shem Tov, that comes from proper learning and fulfilling the Torah itself. So that is oil al gabeyan. That is, just like we said, the Torah is higher than Kohuna and Malchus, and it's accessible for every Jew. A person who learns the Torah and keeps it, the people speak beautifully about him and about Hashem and about the Torah. He's Mekadesh Hashem, so that brings the Keser Shem Tov to be higher than all of the rest.